Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. If you recently tested positive for COVID-19, you will still get a chance to vote in tomorrow's federal election. The Electoral Commission has this morning recommended a change to the eligibility criteria for phone voting, following concerns up to 200,000 people might not be able to vote while isolating at home. Special Minister of State Ben Morton has given it his tick of approval.
The Electoral Commission has looked at the capacity of the telephone voting system that was reserved for those people that need it the most, that have no options, who are getting COVID late in the week, and they've recommended that we can expand that to those COVID positive people that didn't apply for a postal vote when they had an opportunity, and so that paperwork's been done.
Dozens of firefighters will start training to operate an ambulance from today. It's part of efforts to address a crippling shortage of staff at St John's and fix excessive delays after two tragic deaths. A parliamentary inquiry has recommended the state government potentially step in if the service doesn't improve in 5 years. St John's CEO Michelle Fife says they've been operating at a higher level during that inquiry.
We haven't been at business as usual for over 2.5 years. When this committee was formed and throughout all of its hearings, we weren't at business as usual.
Police are searching for the driver of a car that crashed into the wall of an apartment complex in Mount Lawley in the early hours of this morning. The driver fled the scene. A passenger in his 30s has been taken to hospital as a precaution. In sport, Michael Voss is keen to find out how the Blues match up against a team carrying a similar win-loss record. The Carlton coach says tonight's blockbuster with the Swans presents a fierce challenge.
When you come up against pretty quality opposition, they'll test it. We're looking forward to see how we go against some higher speed and some higher intensity.
The Eagles have added Luke Shuey and Andrew Gaff to their extended squad for Sunday's game with the Giants. Michael Walters, Matt Tabiner and Sam Swakowski are potential ins for Fremantle's clash with the Pies this weekend.
Listener.